This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were talking about the dollar earlier and how that can work out pretty well for economies using other currencies. Try the Eurozone. The latest set of figures from the European Commission show that as a whole, the 19 countries that use the euro, the single currency, are now growing faster than the United States is. The first time that has happened in many a year. Even Greece is looking a little bit more buoyant. So one can rightly ask, is the European debt crisis finally over? Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one from the European desk in London.
British traders once caused deep offence by labelling the five weakest Eurozone countries, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece and Spain, with the insulting acronym PIGS. Well, today those countries have their revenge. They've apparently defied the negative forecasts. The PIGS might not be flying yet, but, says analyst Laura Foll, they're certainly taking off.
Europe has actually had a very good year to date and is genuinely recovering. You know, unemployment has come down, economic growth is looking better than expected.
Take Spain, heavily indebted and bailed out. It's now growing at more than 3% per year. Even the zone's financial pariah has come in out of the cold. For the first time in 3 years, Greece has put its bonds up for sale and was inundated with offers.
I was a bit surprised that it was oversubscribed, but this is surely a positive sign, yes.
Florian Henser, Europe economist with Germany's largest private bank, Berenberg, has been charting the rebound in the Eurozone economies.
We see a big improvement, especially in Ireland.
And?
Even Portugal is actually growing at a very healthy pace.
All this comes after 7 years of crisis, after $380 billion worth of bailout money has been pumped into Greece alone, and after the bailed-out countries were compelled to cut their public spending and reform their economies, largely at the insistence of the German government. Tough love, Henser calls it.
So that tough love has certainly worked. They are reaping the benefits of those reforms and cuts.
Do you think the German government's been vindicated by this general improvement in the Eurozone now?
They probably have.
Not all economists are saluting the Germans, however. Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform says the austerity made matters worse in Greece, and he's unimpressed by that country's supposed improvement.
It's gone through the biggest peacetime slump of any developed economy ever, and it's yet to bounce back in any meaningful way.
Those Greek bonds sold out, he says, only because they offered, in a world starved of yield, a very high rate of interest. And he's not too impressed by the overall improvement in the Eurozone either.
That's very weak, given the scale of the preceding slump. So the Eurozone economy is only still a little bit bigger than it was pre-2007 crisis. There's a long, long, long way to go before people can start talking about recovery.
Hardened critics of the euro, like Henry Newman of the Open Europe think tank, say that despite the growth spurt in the zone, the deep existential flaws remain.
I can't personally imagine how you can have a currency sustainable in the long term across such disparate economies without having much more political union.
In other words, a United States of Europe, with Germany shouldering the debts of its poorer partners. That won't happen anytime soon, says German economist Florian Henser.
Definitely the German government sees this as a red line currently.
And despite what he calls the gathering pace of the upswing in the Eurozone, he seems in two minds about the bloc's immediate future.
Do you think the Eurozone is out of the woods now? Is this the end of the Eurozone debt crisis?
Yes and no.
Now that's what I call an economist's forecast. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.